From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Friday, June 19th, 2020.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Modern Pest Services, committed to offering eco-friendly pest control solutions. Learn more at modernpest.com.
The Maine Center for Disease Control is reporting another 35 cases of COVID-19 today. No new deaths were recorded today. That number remains at 102. The Maine Department of Corrections plans to ease restrictions on prisoner visitation beginning in July. The department says after consultation with the Maine Center for Disease Control and Prevention, it will reopen for in-person non-contact visits for residents of Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont beginning the week of July 13th. No more than two visitors from the same household will be allowed at one time. As part of ongoing efforts to prevent the spread of COVID-19, visitors will be required to undergo symptom monitoring and wear face coverings during visits. There's not been a positive case of COVID-19 in the prison system since May 23rd, after universal testing of employees, contractors, and prisoners began. More than 400 people gathered at Portland City Hall to celebrate Juneteenth and call for racial equity throughout the state today. Willis writer Arnold has more.
The protest and celebration began on the steps of the Portland City Hall with the Black National Anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing. Zi Anthony Moss says it doesn't matter how hot it was today. He'll be out protesting until he sees real change in how authorities treat Black people.
I mean, I just want to live like a peaceful place with a family and stuff like that, and I don't need to be just worrying about the police and stuff.
Bree Kelly has come from Biddeford a number of times to attend protests over the last couple weeks and says it's important that white people take an active role in the fight for equal justice.
They need the people who created these systems of oppression in the first place to come out and dismantle them, because we built this as white people. So it's our responsibility more than anything to take it down.
Several Maine youth and community leaders spoke to the meaning of Juneteenth, a holiday celebrating when word of the Emancipation Proclamation reached Texas. Protesters then took to the streets, headed for Deering Oaks Park, to continue the celebration, which is expected to last into the evening. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Willis Ryder Arnold.
And looking at the weather tonight, clear and muggy with some fog in the valleys and down east, lows overnight in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with some fog along the coast and a chance of showers or thunder inland during the afternoon, highs in the high 70s to low 90s. For nearly 3 weeks, activists have protested against police brutality and racial injustice in hundreds of cities around the country. Sparked by these actions, a few organizers in Maine have started a project they say will give people an additional way to show support, a comprehensive listing of Black-owned businesses in Maine. Robbie Feinberg has more.
The idea for a Maine Black-owned business directory began only a few weeks ago. The project's organizer, Rose, who didn't want her last name used because of concerns around security, says she grew up in Lewiston and had long wanted to see some sort of resource listing Black-owned businesses operating in the state.
Businesses that I could go to and just feel comfortable or feel like I was a part of what was going on.
And in late May, after the high-profile killings of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Ahmaud Arbery stirred national outrage, she decided that it was time to create that listing herself.
Not everyone can protest outside, you know, whether it's like COVID reasons or childcare reasons or whatever. So this is our way to tell people that, like, if that's not for them or they don't feel comfortable or perhaps they feel they won't be accepted within that environment, that there is another huge way that you can put your voice out there, and that's where you spend your money.
She quickly began compiling whatever businesses she could find online. Just 2 days later, Rose published a rough copy of the website called Black Owned Maine. And in just 24 hours, the project had generated 5,000 followers on Instagram. Today it's up to nearly 9,000. Rose describes the directory as kind of like Craigslist. Black-owned businesses are grouped based on industry or location, ranging from a mechanic in Auburn to a barbecue restaurant in Mars Hill. Churches, artists, even government officials are included. More than 150 people and businesses are listed so far. Rose says she hopes that the sheer numbers can help to change perceptions about the state's black population.
Obviously, Maine is still a very white state, but we kind of broken that a little bit in saying that, yes, Maine is a white state, but we know that we have thousands and thousands of immigrants here. So why are we not showcasing these immigrants who are starting their own businesses? And not only immigrants, you know, but we just wanted to show you that, yeah, Maine is woods and beautiful trees and beautiful oceans, but there's a lot more to it.
A local music producer and engineer, Genius Black, has also organized and helped publicize the project. He says while out protesting with his daughter in Portland in recent weeks, he saw a sign with the message, "Don't talk, act." He views Black-owned Maine as just one of many actions needed to support Black people and fight racial injustice.
We're trying to then move forward to give you some action tools, some things that you can do to invest, to vote with your dollars, to funnel and channel money just like it's been going throughout history forever, and that's always how power is held. Now we're including black folks.
And for some businesses, such as Portland's Burundi Star Coffee Shop, that publicity can make a big difference, particularly as many are still struggling during the pandemic. Jocelyn Kamikaze opened Burundi Star in March, right before COVID-19 hit. She says getting the word out is important after her business has been forced to close, then reopen and adapt, all in just its first few months of operation.
It's kind of exciting because you needed like people to know you, and then I think it's the best way people may know you.
While Black-owned Maine is just a few weeks old, the organizers are planning to grow and are continuing to accept submissions on their website. Organizer Rose says that she hopes the directory will also provide spaces in which Black residents can feel accepted in an overwhelmingly white state, something she says she didn't have while growing up in Lewiston. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Have a good weekend. I'm Nora Flaherty.